after the first year, shouldn't you be in there trying to renegotiate and lock him in long term?
Yeah, and some teams do that. The Rays did that with Longoria. Evan Longoria, was about to call him Ava.
I'm sure they like to have her on the roster too.
Happens all the time.
Or at least hanging around the clubhouse.
Happens all the time.
Well, absolutely.
You know, Harper was a catcher. I mean, he was a catcher in high school. That's how great of an athlete he was. And Mike Trout was a shortstop in high school. I don't know if he'd play much, infield now, but if they had, for an emergency, I bet he could play some second base or shortstop.
I would guess that's probably the case. El Guapo says, I don't think you base loyalty on quantity. We were talking about the most loyal fans in the NBA earlier. I don't care how many jerseys Miami sells. The fact that the Washington Generals sell team merchandise, and they do, means to me that the fans they have are the most loyal. That's true, because you're supporting a team you know is going to lose every single game.
That's right. I mean, that's
and they're
going
to get their pants pulled down and get confetti and water thrown on them in the process.
Yes.
It's hard to support a team like that. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I wish Kobe's injury on Berkman. I really do, not just saying that. Okay.
Michigan's got some pretty loyal fans, don't they?
They sure do.
Yeah.
I mean, they show up no matter. Do they show up no matter what? Are there ever any empty seats?
Oh, no, they show up no matter what.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes they have to wait a full 5 years before something really significant happens in sports. I mean, come on. You guys got it pretty good. Tell Philly I totally got the Three Amigos reference earlier, too, says El Guapo on the sweater comment.
Very good. Very good.
Why does El Guapo hate Lance Berkman? Well, I'll explain it to you. I don't hate him, but this is just stupid to say. Although Phil says there's probably other people who feel the same way.
They're just not as open about it.
Everybody knows I'm a Cubs fan, so I'm somewhat biased in the same way that I ask him about Mike Trout. Of course, I'm going to get an Angels answer. It's fine. The Rangers are beginning a three-game series against the Cubs as of Tuesday, and they won the first two because the Cubs can't seem to win a game. Big surprise. That's new. He says that they're looking for a guy to push the button when they blow the place up. I'll do it. Chicago is one of the worst places in baseball, really for anything, says Lance Berkman. There's a $500 million renovation coming.
The anger is just is easy to see on your face right now.
Seething.
He actually had to like swallow before saying another word.
Current players are really going to hate it, says Derek Lowe, his teammate, who also played at Fenway Park. Everything is new and state-of-the-art today, and you have everything you could possibly need within walking distance of the clubhouse. But you don't have to be a baseball historian to appreciate atmospheres. I played at Fenway, Wrigley, in the old Yankee Stadium. I always thought of those atmospheres as the best, and it didn't disappoint. So yeah, Berkman hates it. Rangers catcher Giovanni Soto, used to be a Cub fan, says that Wrigley's a landmark, and the tradition makes dealing with fewer amenities more worthwhile. I don't know what you can do with $500 million, but we're about to find out at Wrigley Field.
Well, from what I heard, Theo Epstein, when he came from the Boston Red Sox to Chicago, he brought with him one of the guys that was responsible for at least partially the design of the renovations that they did at Fenway, which basically took Fenway into the new century and kept it viable.
Yeah.
Because we might forget about it. There was a very big push at the end of the 90s to build a new Boston baseball stadium and replace Fenway, because I think a lot of ball players felt the same way about Fenway back then that you hear about Wrigley right now, as far as the negative side.
I don't remember hearing any stories at Fenway of chunks of concrete falling off and endangering people. And then the best thing was how they responded to it. Instead of actually trying to get in there and stabilize or fix or replace the concrete that was breaking apart, they put nets in to catch the falling concrete.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Chicago Cub way, my friend. Look, if you got a disaster, just make the best of it. Don't try to actually fix the disaster.
Gravity works in Cub land.
I guess.
Yes.
Well, they've been falling down the standings ever since.
But they need, renovate the ballpark, great. I bet you once the renovation is done, Lance Berkman might feel a little bit differently about it. But he's not the only guy that said, I'd like to be the guy who pushes the button.
Haven't they suffered enough? Why got to pick on the ballpark, too?
Keep suffering.
That's all they got going. And they are going to replace the old scoreboard, too, where they put the numbers up. It's kind of cool. Kind of a ode to the old school.
Look, man.
They're going to put in a new electronic scoreboard.
I worked in a ballpark just like that for 6 years. It was called Ray Winder Field. It had the same sort of tradition.
That's a good point.
It really did.
It is going to be like going from Ray Winder to Dickie Stevens.
It'll be the same address, though.
Yeah, that's true. Do you ever drive by there, or do you avoid that area altogether now?
No, I go on the freeway. I just forget where I am.
Yeah.
Because I used to use the Screen Monster as my,
your landmark.
This was my landmark.
Is that weird? Yeah. Is there any heartstrings being pulled when you drive by there? Or are you sort
sure,
of past
I,
it now?
I know. I still look at it and think to myself, I remember. There used to, like, do my best Sinatra. There used to be a ballpark here.
Were you pushing for repurpose, or were you just kind of staying out of it?
Look, I stayed out of it for the most part. I didn't think that there was a lot of money to be able to keep it a ballpark. The money, I mean, you would have needed to spend a lot and put a lot of effort into it, and I just didn't see the resources there.
Not quite $500 million, but
right.
Well, we're going to take a call, but he hung up. So, okay, fine. All right, we're going to take a time out. Megan, thank you for coming in again.
Thank you so much.
One more time, how to get the tickets?
Go to dinneronthegrounds.com.
All right. That's so easy.
You and I can remember that. Dinneronthegrounds.com. There you go.
There's catfish.
Catfish.
Beverages.
Beverages. Yep, by Glazers.
Okay. Well, you're speaking to our listeners now.
A southern, what was it called?
Southern Casual Supper.
Southern Casual.
What's your favorite
outdoors,
southern,
of course.
Southern food that maybe you didn't eat too much of in Michigan that you're getting now?
I had never had crawfish.
And?
Catfish, too. Fried catfish. I mean, we'd never had that. Yeah.
Are you, would you have a preference?
Catfish.
Okay. But you eat crawfish?
I have.
That's good.
I don't on all the time.
Not every day?
Not every day.
I had some for breakfast this morning, literally.
Would you say grits are...
Yeah.
In Arkansas, okay.
Yeah, that's more of a southern thing.
Yeah, southern. Well, definitely southern. Shrimp and grits then, too.
Shrimp and grits is a great. Yeah, I could probably eat shrimp and grits every day.
You know that Little Rock invented cheese dip. That's actual Arkansas food.
Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah.
They claim it. Whether or not they actually invented it, Arkansas, I don't know, but they do claim it.
I did not know that, but now that you say that, everyone does have a really good cheese dip.
They're proud of it.
I would say per capita probably more cheese dip in this city than any other place in the world. That's probably a safe bet. Whether they invented it is up for debate. 11:52. The fact that we have to take a timeout is not up for debate. We will be right back to wrap up hour number two on a rainy Thursday in the zone. You bring that-